What is it about Gettysburg, Mark? Why ghosts there? I mean, regardless of the horror that occurred, why are they still wandering around? Don't they know they're dead?
Well, we're getting into theory here, George, and there are several theories. One is that, you know, the men don't know they're dead. It's just their mindset. The second, one of the other thoughts that people have is that they were too full of life when they died, that they just, you know, haven't accepted it. Another theory is a fear of judgment. They're afraid to move on.
Yeah.
And then there's a scientific theory about Gettysburg itself, in that, you know, when humans are under extreme stress, that we give off electricity. And because we are electrical.
Sure, I believe that. There's no doubt about that.
Some people say that it's the rock, the quartz rock, granite quartz rock in and around Gettysburg that actually captures this electricity. I thought that was crazy when I first heard it. Then I looked at my wristwatch and I said, well, wait a minute. I got a little tiny battery that's making the quartz crystal in my wristwatch respond 30,000 times a second. I mean, yeah, rock will be affected by electricity. And if you're familiar with Gettysburg, you realize that the geology of it, the rocks are within 2 or 3 feet of, you know, just barely below the plow line, 2 or 3 feet of the surface. And, of course, you have the huge boulders in places called Devil's Den and all strewn across Little Round Top. So it sort of makes sense if you want to look at it in a kind of a scientific way.
That would be an interesting study. To see if any special rocks in that region are keeping the electrically charged people, the Union and Confederates, and somehow plays them back into some hologram.
It would be, and I think that's called a residual haunting, when it seems like, you know, the entities don't actually interact with the living. They just sort of replay like a movie, like you said, like a hologram. Over and over. And there's one, for example, the Phantom Regiment that people have seen time and time again. They'll be looking at a certain area of the battlefield, and all of a sudden marching out will come this unit, a company-sized unit marching. They'll do a few maneuvers and march back into the woods. And they'll be real happy because they just saw a bunch of reenactors, so they thought, out on the battlefield. Turns out, of course, that there were no reenactors on the battlefield at that particular time.
Have there ever been reports of the ghosts of both Union and Confederates fighting each other still?
Well, you have to realize, of course, I'm sure you do and your listeners do, that visuals are not the only way you detect ghosts.
That's true.
And I know for a fact that one of the things that people hear fairly consistently is on a cold or on a dark night, they'll be standing there, and from in the woods, they'll hear volleys of gunfire rattling through the woods. Obviously, there's no one. You know, the National Park Service doesn't allow. I mean, it's very strict conditions where the National Park Service will allow.
So there are no tricksters hanging around there.
No. It's, you know, they are very strict about this. But I mean, we're talking about large volleys. I mean, 200-300 weapons being discharged at once. People will hear these, and so this can only be attributed to some sort of spiritual paranormal effect.